But also joining us this morning are the South Shore Four.
Sweet Valentine.
Sweet Valentine.
My Valentine.
My Valentine.
At night, dear heart.
At night, dear heart.
For you I pine.
For you I pine.
In all my dreams.
In all my dreams.
Your fair face beams.
Your fair face beams. You're the flower of my heart, sweet Valentine, sweet Valentine.
Members of the South Shore Four joining us this morning because they have a special thing going on. It's a benefit for the Golden Crescent Chorus. They've got their Singing Valentines this week, and if I can get Ken Foisey to step up here a little bit. Ken, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, nice to see you gentlemen here again.
Oh, we're glad to be here.
And you got all matching shirts this morning.
Oh, yes.
For your barbershop. Now, you probably have different outfits that you might wear on occasion, right?
Oh, we do, yes. We have concert show uniforms that we wear that sometimes include a sparkly vest. Other times, they'll have a brocade vest, and we also have a new uniform with a gold vest with gold bow ties. Oh, we're getting really snazzy in wow. our old age.
Well, you know, it's all about the presentation.
Presentation,
right?
Does a lot for us. Yes.
Now, are you guys that showy in your regular life, or does this sort of give you an opportunity to really kind of be a performer?
Yeah, we can't do this at home, so we get out in the among the public and do it. Yeah, it's a good hobby that we have, and we enjoy getting out. And we always feel like as long as we're singing, we're breathing, and that's a good thing as far as we're concerned.
You know, you can't listen to barbershop music without smiling. I mean, I think that's you as a performer, but also people listening. There's something about it that's sort of uplifting, I think.
Yes, it's some of the old favorites. A lot of our songs are from the 20s and 30s, and people that from that age, they remember those songs, and you'll see tapping on the table or a little bit of mouthing the words as we're singing along. And it really, that's what really kind of makes it for us, to see the reaction that the people have that are listening.
Well, whether they knew that song to begin with or not, or if they're young people, they hear it. These are such great songs that they have melodies that sort of stick with you, and they probably will find themselves humming a similar tune.
I know we were working on one last night at rehearsal, and that went through my head all night long.
Well, let's talk about what's going on. You have the Singing Valentines. You've been doing this for a number of years, but reacquaint us with what this is all about.
I've been a member of this chapter for 22 years, and I believe we've been doing Singing Valentines at least 20 of those 22 years. So we're presenting Singing Valentines. If you call and call Mark Christ at 440-937-8710, and you can schedule a Singing Valentine for your special someone. And when you do that, we come out and we deliver three classic love songs, a long stem red rose, and a special Valentine card for your special person for as little as $40. Now, that's if you have a group, there are price ranges for a group. Mark can set you up with that. Just let him know who, what, where, and when, and we'll be happy to come out and sing.
Now, today is the 13th. Have you guys made appearances already on some folks?
We did a couple yesterday, and we have one going on today. Tomorrow we have at least seven lined up to do, our quartet alone, and then we have another quartet that's got several. So we're going to be busy.
Tell me what that's like. There's a little anticipation. It's kind of a surprise. Yeah, you guys still have to be professional and do your job.
Right? Oh, yes. What's good is to see a surprised person when you come in and you ask if they're there, and they say, oh, yeah, we're here. And they say, well, we're presenting a Singing Valentine from your loved one, and we tell them the name, and they say, oh, my goodness, they weren't expecting it at all. So you get that initial reaction, and then you see the tears rolling down as we sing our songs, and that's where it hits us when you see the reaction from the recipient.
Well, you rehearse these songs and you're kind of figuring out who has what part, a little bit of the lyrics. Then you realize that the song itself is really just about, as you say, convey emotion.
Yes.
And bringing joy to people, or sort of a remembrance of a time, or maybe just realizing the power of music for that time.
Right, exactly. Yes. Excuse me.
Again, the Singing Valentines, you have them since, Sunday you started?
We started Sunday, and we will go on to next Saturday. So all through the week, if anybody has anything going on besides Valentine's Day, that we don't stop just on Valentine's Day, we will carry it on till Saturday in case someone's having a party at that time. We'd be happy to come out and sing for folks.
Now, you mentioned you were working on a new song, right?
Ooh.
Is that something?
I don't know who mentioned that.
Oh, okay. All right. Keep it under wraps as well.
I don't know which one that would be that we would want to work
when
on.
How often do you kind of change things you do in your repertoire, or even just perform when you guys are practicing?
We have a repertoire right now. The other day we sang for 45 minutes and didn't have a duplicate song. So we have quite a good repertoire, but we are going later and try to work on a few new ones. We got a new book from the Society, the Barbershop Harmony Society, that adds 12 new songs to what they call their polecat list, and we're going to work on several of those to see if we can fit them in with our regular repertoire.
When they would give you this list, would all of you be familiar with these songs, or would some of them think, I think I know that title, I'm not sure about that, or I've heard it, or is this?
The 12 new songs are ones that we're all pretty familiar with, at least by the title, and we probably heard it sung at some point, you know, during our barbershop lives. But now they've put it down on paper so that everyone can get a look
Who's
at it.
Who's the musicologist in this group?
None of us really read music.
Really,
well, Dick's an experienced musician from over the years, played in some jazz bands and things like that, but if I have enough time, I can tell you what that note on that line is, but it takes a while for me to figure it out.
Well, it's one of those things, though, you'll know it when you hear it,
I guess.
You know
it when you hear it, and you can pretty well tell if you're blending with the other three guys. Yeah.
You mentioned you had been singing for 20, 25 years now as a group. Were you singing solo before that, or how did that all come to be?
Oh, personally, and I think several of us, we've sung in our church choirs over the years. I went to St. Mary's School in Lorain, grew up there, and sang from the time I was in first grade all the way up through high school. So you pick it up there, and then, it was in 1958, my brother took me to a barbershop meeting in Lorain. I didn't join at that time, but then it stuck with me, and later on in life, I found the opportunity to go and sing barbershop, and it really set with me. It was really a good thing.
Well, if you could give us another song, not the new one you've been working on. I don't want to have anybody get in trouble here.
I don't want to stumble on that one yet. So, yes, we'd be happy to sing another one for you.
Again, the South Shore Four.
Let me.
They're one of the two groups that are providing the Singing Valentines, benefiting the Golden Crescent Chorus.
I am dreaming, dear, of you day by day, dreaming when the skies are blue, when they're gray, when the silvery moonlight gleams, still I wander on in dreams, in a land of love. It seems just with you, only you. Let me call you, sweetheart. I'm in love with you. Let me hear you whisper that you love me too. Keep the love glowing in your eyes so true. Let me call you, sweetheart. I'm in love with you. Let me call
Craig, that's my Valentine's to you. There we go. Here we are on the morning show with our friends from the Golden Crescent Chorus. Again, the South Shore Four, Larry, Don, Dick, and Ken joining us this morning, serenading us. And they can do the same for you with their singing Valentine's. You just need to tell them who, where, and when. You can call Mark Christ at 440-937-8710. Again, 937-8710. And have them stop out. Gentlemen, thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate your time.
Thanks for having us. We're happy to be here.
It's always good to see each of you and hear the beautiful songs from the Barbershop Harmony. A little maybe a plug for people who might be interested in joining your group or being a part of the Golden Crescent Chorus.
Well, we meet at Tom's Country Place on Stony Ridge Road in Avon on Monday evenings. We start around 7:30. We sing till about 9:30 and then have a little coffee and donuts and then head for home. So that's Monday evenings, Tom's Country Place.
Every Monday? Okay.
There may be a holiday or something in there where we won't meet, but most every Monday night we're there at Tom's Country Place.
Sounds great. If you're interested in Barbershop Harmony, that'll be the place to be. Again, the South Shore Four joining us this morning.